Welcome to What's Ailing the World, the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in, where doctors create disease and destroy with life and administer biological weapons and exchange vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve, and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all these problems already available, or stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. I'm going to do a short intro today because I have a very important update from Kevin Annette, and then we're going to get to our guest to talk about what's ailing the world, which today is electromagnetic attack. Let me just mention my website, drcarly.com, and reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. If you click on the services tab of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, you can learn how I do consults to reverse disease, especially where vaccines are involved with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world. You don't have to see me in person. Everything is done over Skype and email. Always remember, the negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. And if you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. And if you care to support my work, there's PayPal buttons on both of my websites. My contact information, you can call me toll-free, 888-321-6751, from the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. My Skype username is drcarly1. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice, because the white coats went after my medical license because I learned how to heal people. So now I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 785-336-5190, or you can go into the chat room, which our wonderful board op will be monitoring so that you can post your questions or comments there, and then she can relay them to me. If you decide to call in, please wait for the second hour to call in. So as I said, on today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing the world, is electromagnetic attack. My guest is going to be Deborah Tavares. But before I bring her on, we have Kevin Annette on the line. He's going to guest on all my shows many times. Actually, if you remember the International Tribunal Against Crimes of Church and State, he's going, him and his global group are going after the Crown, the Church, and the pharmaceutical company for crimes against humanity. Let me just quickly read the update that you sent out on October 10th, verse 7. Okay, urgent update and notice from the International Common Law Court of Justice. 32 officials of Church and State were issued official public summonses by our prosecutor's office on September 21st, 2012, to respond to charges made against them. They were given 10 working days to reply, and that period of time has now elapsed. As of today, only one response has been received by the persons named in these summonses, and the list is huge. I'm not going to read the whole list. And that was from Dr. John Malloy, a researcher for the Canadian government's so-called Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and what a joke that is. Dr. Malloy did not dispute or challenge the charges made against him, including in a criminal conspiracy to conceal crimes against humanity in Canada. He did, however, issue threats against our court and its officers and stated that he is asking the Ontario Provincial Police, the OPP, to bring a charge of harassment against us, which, of course, will put them in the defendant box as well for obstructing justice. And that's what I'm adding to what Kevin wrote. Our clerk, Mr. George DeFord, has informed Mr. Malloy that such a request to the police can be construed to constitute an attempt by him and the OPP to obstruct and subvert justice and the workings of this court, and can result in criminal contempt action being brought against both him and OPP officers. Our court has written to the OPP and notified them of this fact, and has asked them not to interfere with the procedure of the court. Since neither John Malloy nor any of the persons named below is defendants in the first 5 cases brought before the court have denied or challenged the charges made against them. The prosecutor's office has filed a motion before our court this morning that a guilty plea be entered against these defendants in absentia. The court is considering this plea and is noted for the record the refusal of the defendants to offer counter-arguments or motions on their own behalf. However, in the interest of judicial procedure and fairness, the court will assign a defense counsel to represent the defendants in their absence with the understanding that their refusal to be present in the court can be interpreted as a tacit admission of guilt on their part. The court will convene as planned on Monday, October 15th, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Its proceedings will be posted on YouTube and www.itcs.org. And, you know, this is the standard opposite day technique, Kevin. They're charging you with harassment, you and your group, when they're actually harassing you by saying they're going to charge you with harassment, because, as you said, they have not even bothered to refuse the charges because, of course, they can't. You have uncontrovertible proof. So please let our listeners know whatever you'd like to do.
Well, it's quite a funny, actually, and very significant that the Ontario Provincial Police might be intervening here, because they, in fact, are one of the parties that we're going to be naming in our second round of cases, because the Ontario Provincial Police has been directly involved in subverting an investigation into child trafficking in Ontario involving our officers. There was a whistleblower policeman in Cornwall, Ontario, Perry Dunlop, who we've worked with, and he exposed a very large child trafficking network out of Cornwall involving even the Papal Nuncio's office in Ottawa, the Vatican ambassador to Canada. The OPP silenced Perry Dunlop, actually jailed him for 6 months. So I don't think the OPP are a neutral party in this. I think they know themselves are going to be under scrutiny. So, you know, this is, however, more examples of how they're going to shoot themselves in the foot, because they're obviously trying to obstruct an investigation into themselves. And I think, you know, the other point you mentioned, that our office is going to have to appoint a defense counsel. I've been saying to people, would anyone like to represent the Vatican and present their case? Because they don't seem to be doing so themselves.
Well, I think it's hilarious. I know that you're doing that out of, you know, a fairness agenda, which, you know, is amazing, seeing as how, you know, these people are committing crimes against humanity. Fairness is the last thing on their agenda. And yes, I would suppose that they'll probably have to have people draw straws, and the loser will be the defender of these monsters. Have you had any response from the Ontario Provincial Police through the grapevine or anyplace else? Have you heard anything? I mean, there must be somebody with a conscience within that organization.
There are, and as a matter of fact, I don't want to say where, but I do have information that the government of Canada is very concerned about this, because they know that this isn't just a symbolic perk that's going to pronounce a sentence and then everyone will ignore it. What we're doing has standing under international law, and we even have judicial bodies in Europe that have said that they would be willing to look at our evidence once and even pass a verdict themselves. So, for example, in a country like Spain, they could theoretically issue an arrest warrant against all of those people once we provide the information that they're involved in an ongoing conspiracy, which, you know, the Prime Minister of Canada and the Queen of England definitely are, along with the Pope. The Pope himself is facing, you know, an attempt by American lawyers to bring him into court, and two German lawyers for obstructing justice and concealing child rape. So, you know, they're worried about this. As a matter of fact, and here's how they respond. There's a thing in Canada called the Aboriginal People's Television Network, APTN. It's the government broadcasting service with an Aboriginal face on it. And they have been conducting a really concerted smear campaign against me personally and the work we did at Brantford, where we began to uncover the remains of children who had been buried in a mass grave there at the oldest residential school, Church of England school there. They've put out a lot of misinformation about this. So the way the government and these churches operate is through their Aboriginal frontmen, the government-funded chiefs, who make it seem like Native people are against the work I'm doing. It's, you know, they don't attack directly, but through their minions, and this is one of the ways they're going to be doing it. So I think it's a sign of how close we're getting to the bone on a lot of this stuff.
And in the end, those people selling out their own people, and of course we have this in all areas, there's always people that are willing to sell their soul for cash. Imagine when the enormity of all this comes out, and then those, you know, natives are exposed as having sold out their own people for cash. I can't imagine what rock they're going to hide under. So, you know, it's going to be amazing how it all works out. Well, I always tell you how much you're one of my heroes. I so commend you for what you're doing, and I know this is going to have massive consequences. That's why they're so nervous, because this is not, as you said, just some kind of a show trial where nothing's going to happen. As a matter of fact, I'm doing all I can to spread the word about what you're doing. And once we reach critical mass, especially within numbers of the Catholic Church, I mean, what I envision is all these people, the billion of Catholics around the world that have supported this very corrupt church, they should go into Vatican City and say, okay, get out. We own this place. And
yeah.
we want to go downstairs into the archives. We want to see some of that information you guys have been hiding from the world.
As a matter of fact, there's a movement to do exactly that. There's a group that developed in North America called Not In Our Name. It consists of clergy, serving clergy within Protestant and Catholic Church. And they are developing a move to do exactly that. For example, you know, one of the issues in our common law court is, okay, you have a sentence, but how are you going to enforce it? Well, I'll tell you quite simply, we are deputizing police and establishing common law peace officers that are going to go in and perform citizens' arrests on known child raping priests. They're going to go in and occupy church buildings. I mean, there's direct action that's going to come out of these verdicts in our common law court. That's one of the things that has the church worried. When I was in Europe just a few weeks ago, we went into the largest cathedral in Amsterdam, and we were leaflighting the parishioners and talking to them. The priests came over, and they were very nervous, and they were trying to get us to leave. The police wouldn't intervene, just like in Dublin when we did the same thing. They know their Achilles heel is their public image and their money, and when you go right into those churches, they're threatened. So this is what we keep urging people to do.
Well, I can't be more for you. I am so excited about what you're doing. I have a very strong interest in this because my son is being satanically ritually abused for a decade now to punish me for speaking the truth. And these monsters gotta go. And so let's just clarify. So tomorrow is the 15th. You're going to put on IPCCS.org as well as on YouTube exactly what are you going to post there?
Well, the initial posting has to do with a description of kind of a summary of the first case we're going to be looking at, which is the Indian residential school system and the Indian hospitals. And there's an enormous amount of evidence that we're putting up online, both written documents, testimonies, and also video of various, things that involve the missing children, experiments that went on in the schools and that kind of thing. So the initial explanation is going up online. Over the next week to 2 weeks, on what we will be producing an actual posting for Facebook and YouTube, Google Video on that. It's going to be an actual a film, probably a couple of hours long, where the first case is presented by our citizen prosecutor's office, along with all of this evidence, the exhibits that will be posted online. So that's what's going to be unfolding over the next couple of weeks. That's just the first case. And then there's going to be four more after that, including the one involving the Vatican. And, so it's going to be an unfolding process. But like I say, people can follow that information at iccs.org.
Yes, and for any new listeners that are just hearing about this for the first time, what I would suggest that you do to get the background on this is go to one of Kevin's other websites, hiddennolonger.com, and watch his outstanding documentary called Unrepentant. So that will give you the background as to how he has been trying to expose what these monsters have done to Native children, putting them in these schools, basically forcing them to go into schools and using them as experimental guinea pigs, you know, using them to sexually abuse, killing them. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then just dumping their bodies in unmarked graves. So this is fantastic news, and I do have to say, Kevin, that I think it's hilarious that this Dr. John Molloy is a researcher for the Canadian government's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, that he would be the one to say, stop harassing us by telling us what we've done. You know, you can't make this stuff up. This is like a comedy. I mean, if you have a sense of humor, which you have to try to have in the dark day.
Well, you know, just a final point on that. I believe this Dr. Molloy has a guilty conscience. He's been into the archives. He's seen a lot of this horrible stuff, and yet he's controlled. He's not allowed to speak about stuff. You know, he's made a deal with the devil, and I think the fact that he has a guilty conscience is why he responded in such a knee-jerk reaction. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing that we're wanting to provoke more and more, for people who do have a conscience to come forward and say, you don't have to protect these criminal institutions anymore.
Right. Because even though you sold your soul to the devil, you can buy it back by telling us what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there is redemption, and that's what we need is people on the inside in all of these areas where they're committing genocide. To come forward and say, okay, I realize now I was working for the dark side, but I can't take it anymore. And to give evidence that will help it. And yes, they may lose their lives, but at least, you know, they will have done the right thing at last.
That's right. Well, that's what we're hoping for, and I see it happening more and more. So I know this is going to go ahead and have wonderful results. And I appreciate the continual exposure you give to this, Dr. Crowley, and everybody listening.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and don't forget to call into my RVN show tonight as well. Yes, I will continue to spread the word and definitely keep me in the loop. You can't imagine how excited I get when I get your updates, because there's nobody that wants justice for everything these monsters have done more than me.
Great. Well, thank you again. I will be in touch soon.
Okay, very good.
Okay,
I'm glad you heard that, Deborah, because now you know that there's somebody else doing really big things, and this is what can uplift all of us to realize that we can make a difference, that the power of truth is going to win out in the end. There's no questions in my mind.
That's absolutely true. This is a time in our lives and in our history where this is a test for men's souls.
Exactly. While Kevin was speaking, I was looking through your email with your bio. It's not in my spam or my inbox. There's lots of strange things going on, I'm sure, with you as well. But let me just say, Deborah Tavares is an expert on smart meters, the worldwide smart grid plan, and Agenda 21, i.e. the depopulation plan. The two websites that I have for you are stopthecrime.net and refusesmartmeter.com. So if you could please start out by introducing yourself, how did you get interested in this in the first place, and if there's any other websites that the listeners need to know about?
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on your program. Again, my name is Deborah Tavares, and I started out working for 30-plus years. I'm a third-generation land developer with my family, and we built residential construction in Southern California, self-employed. And we specialized in feasibility studies and land acquisitions and building multifamily construction. And it was during that time in the 80s and 90s that we were seeing a tremendous change in our ability to build housing. We were suddenly not able to even make things pencil out so that we could build and sell them at a price where buyers could afford them. And we realized later that that was all part of the United Nations Agenda 21 plan to take down the internal economy of the United States. And
wait a minute, if I could ask you a question, because I really want to understand this. I don't know what that term pencil out means. And how were they able to prevent you from building affordable housing? What nefarious, you know, loopholes do they have that involves this? Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't hear your first question, but some of the preventions that were precluding our ability to build were off-site requirements. In other words, off the property that we were wanting to acquire, we were having to increase pipelines and add lighting, add things on public land in order to get our plans approved. Then our densities, in other words, suddenly we were not able to build with the densities that we were that would have allowed them to have had enough square footage on the property to sell them at an affordable price. Then there were requirements that were increasing. There would be intermittent moratoriums so that the concern of owning a piece of property, suddenly there was the inability to even proceed with getting any plans or site improvements even approved through some of the local jurisdictions. Then, of course, back in the 80s, those may recall that we had interest rates at times for construction financing that were ticking away at 22%. And then we had loans of people that were trying to acquire loans where interest rates for buyers were at about 16%.
So okay, hold on one second. Hold on one second. I'm getting a traffic message from the board up that your volume is very low, so please speak as loud as you can to make sure that this all gets recorded. I'm sorry for the interruption. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, in any event, we started realizing that there was something wrong and our business was no longer viable. We weren't able to operate as we had been just a few years prior to recognizing that there were many changes in the city. And then what ended up happening is we started looking into the smart meters as they were being deployed by the utility companies here in California. And specifically in Southern California, where we have rental property, we had tenants that were extremely concerned about the radiation effects of the smart meters. And we went down to the large utility provider there called Southern California Edison to just simply acquire an environmental impact report, which they should have had. We found out after they said they didn't have one because the project was too small, and we're talking about 5 million customers. They said then, oh yes, they did have one, and they would get it up to us, which they never did. And when we went back to Northern California where we live in a different utility provider called Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, we found out there was no environmental impact study at all. And then we went to our Public Utility Commission here in California, confirmed there was no environmental impact study, and then realized something was very wrong, that a company as large as Southern California Edison would be separate. And at that point, I was invited by our local utility company to be one of 10 customers in Northern California to talk about the smart meters that were going to be rolling out. And I realized later that this was an attempt to re-educate us in accepting the smart meters. And as we had one of three meetings with 10 customers, we had the PG&E attorney come in by my request at the second meeting. My concern was they were forcing these meters, as they call it, a deployment upon us as property owners, and I realized we had no insurance, no environmental insurance was available to landowners or apartment owners should people start getting sick. And at that time, I was unaware of how many would start becoming sick. And I asked the PG&E attorney, how would they defend landowners once these meters are on their properties should tenants start claiming that they're ill? Well, I was informed that the mandate upon the utility companies was coming from the Public Utility Commission, and therefore the utility companies would not be liable or responsible for any litigation whatsoever. Then I learned.
Wait a minute. I have to make a couple comments as you go along because my blood pressure is rising here. First of all, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall. As all these entities are admitting to you, we've done no public impact statement. Totally illegal. That's supposed to be the first thing that any of these entities do before they do something that's going to affect the environment and the people. Second of all, for them to turf it off to the Utilities Commission, of course, all government employees are immune, even if corrupt malicious are incompetent. A lot of people don't realize that. So this is how they deferred, protection to themselves or encouraged protection for themselves by having them just following orders, basically, so they can't be sued. And this is their master template. They do the same thing with vaccines. They do it with everything. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, at that point, I found out that the Department of Energy merely mandated, required that the utility companies across the nation offer smart meters to their customers if they wanted one. Well, they weren't offering. They were requiring. And it became actually a requirement where the utility companies had two different police departments come in on two of our properties, escort the utility company onto our properties, yank off the safe electric meters that were industry tested over time, and reinstall smart meters that are biohazards on our properties. And we have just recently, as of about 2 weeks ago, been exonerated for tampering with utility equipment. They were looking at charging us with a misdemeanor, but the LA district attorney made the ruling that they wouldn't take this on, that there was no evidence at all that we were intentionally trying to steal electricity or to interfere with the billing process.
Debbie, sorry to interrupt you, Debbie. Is it possible that you can bring your telephone closer to your mouth, or do you have a volume on your telephone? Because
I'm right on the phone.
Really?
Let me put it on speaker, see if that helps.
Yeah, because we're getting messages that people can't hear you, and this information is so important.
Yeah, or you're very...
Can you hear me better here?
Oh, it's on my
speakerphone now?
That's a little bit better, I think.
Okay, let's go with that and just put it close to your mouth. Okay, so if you can backtrack a little bit, how they started to charge you with misdemeanors and say you're stealing electricity. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You know,
well, we were not going to allow, as property owners, when we pay, when we own our property, we felt as property owners we had not only the responsibility to keep our tenants safe, but to not allow something on our buildings that we knew was unsafe, did not have an environmental impact study, and it was not underwritten by the UL underwriting lab for fire safety. And there have been thousands of fires across the nation, actually all over the world, from the attachment of these smart meters. So let me back up a little bit. As we started to get involved and we realized that there was only a mandate from the Department of Energy to require that utility companies mandates by the Department of Energy to install meters, then we were finding that they were being forcibly installed upon everybody against their will. Then we started hearing more and more people were getting headaches, heart palpitations, shortness of breath, irritability, lots of radiation illnesses. Then we came across a document from Fort Meade. It's a military document, which is on our website, smartmetersmurder.com. And it is a Fort Meade military document that talks about the intentional creation of frequencies that cause illnesses to their targets in warfare and to individuals. So as we looked at these symptoms that were in this document, they were the same things that everybody was now suddenly getting from the frequency, the radiation, from the smart meters. Now keep in mind, the smart meters are only the first device to be attached on all buildings across the United States and actually globally. The requirement and the success of this smart grid is going to be contingent upon every single appliance, everything that plugs into your light socket. We're talking electric toothbrushes, curling irons, whatever it is, hot plates, everything is going to have an RFID chip in it. This is going to further create radiation within your home as this radiation and the frequencies are tumbling through your home, pulsating through your body, slicing and dicing your DNA, finding its way to the collection point called the smart meter on your home, and tumble through your neighborhood. This is a mesh grid network. So on our website, we have an excellent video where people can actually see how this mesh network works. It's called The Dark Side of Smart Meters. And I invite everyone to go see how this works in your area. I can also tell you that these are remote shutdowns and turn-ons by your utility company. They can increase the level of requests on your meter, and they can radiate you more in your home. This is like a thermostat, like a rheostat. So I can only say, right now, we are in an environmental warfare for full-spectrum elite dominance. They want full control of energy. In fact, one of the source documents that we have up on our site, stopthecrime.net, has a quote that I will just quickly tell you out of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And they talk about, quote, a silent weapon system operates upon data obtained from a docile public by legal but not always lawful force. When the government is able to collect tax and seize private property without justification, it is an indication that the public is ripe for surrender and is consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment. I recommend every single person listening go to the website and take a look at these source documents. They are very, very important. The source documents are listed, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, NWO Plans Exposed by an Insider, 1969, and the Iron Mountain Report. The Iron Mountain Report was requested by John F. Kennedy in 1961. They had experts meet in a nuclear survival retreat called Iron Mountain. Now, Kennedy was assassinated in November of 1963, and a few weeks prior to his assassination, he gave many speeches talking about secret societies. And here's a paragraph quote from one of the speeches just prior to his assassination. He says, quote, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast material resources and human resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations." There's one more quote by former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover in 1956, and he said, "The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent." And I can say to you that the global elites are saying in their documents that they must have energy dominance, and it requires our agreement, our continuation with them in order for them to acquire the energy dominance, and that we could interfere with that, and they need our compliance in order to acquire that. So what everyone that we're seeing is doing now is they're preventing, they're refusing the smart meters to be attached onto their homes. Now, California has a general opt-out through our Public Utility Commission. And it's, of course, merely to allow the rest of the nation to see that, oh, the utility companies see that some people are becoming ill, some of the rates for the cost of having the smart meter are doubling, and therefore they're allowing people the choice. Well, this is just to disarm the topic. They fully intend on deploying these meters unless we say no. This is at our threshold. We must, absolutely must refuse. If we do not, we are allowing a radiating biohazard on our homes that Petraeus, the CIA director, said will spy on us. In Wired magazine, he was quoted by saying the RFID chips will not only allow them to know everything that's in our home, there will be cameras in the appliances, and they will be able to see as well. And we are in a sensory, meaning there's going to be sensors on every single thing. This is a scientific journey through technologies that are now available. And the
okay, hold on. You have to let me comment as you go, because there's so many things I want to say. First of all, I've been saying for 15 years that people of conscience cannot even conceive of the evil that we're dealing with as these psychopaths do what they're doing on a global level, and that's why people have to grow up and face the music, because ignorance is not bliss, and sticking your head in the sand is not going to save you. Second of all, I'm aware of the document Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, that I found out about that a few years ago. I really suggest all the listeners go on your website and check that out for yourself. It will blow your mind if you've never seen it. You have to know that they're actually admitting these things. It's a plan. It's a silent weapon for a quiet war. They're killing us off, as you said, you know, no armies involved. It's all a stealth technology type of thing. And we're already swimming in frequency. Wi-Fi is everywhere. So you add on to this the smart meters and the RFIDs and all the appliances that you mentioned, all the rest of it. And you add on to that everything else they're doing. Fluoride, aspartame, vaccines. I mean, it's amazing to me that there are any people that even have a semblance of health and they can actually think it off. Because of the attack
well,
that already
you
know, but I wanted to get back to the Department of Energy. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Department of Energy, of course, is run by the global bankers. That is evident in some research that I'll get to in a few minutes, but I wanted to comment on your discussion right now about all of the attacks on our health. And what people also must do immediately is stop buying packaged foods with the toxins in it. Go to the website stopthecrime.net, read the NWO Exposed 1969. You will see that their plan was to create toxic foods at convenience stores back then that would be less expensive for us to buy and quickly eat and consume. They were wanting to eliminate home-cooked foods, families sitting at the table, and they wanted to create poison choices. They say in their document that if people are stupid enough to eat poison, then they should die.
Okay, let me comment on that. I'm not sure if you're aware of the most outstanding documentary that's now available. You can watch it for free on the Internet. GeneticRouletteMovie.com, GeneticRouletteMovie.com. It's all about GMO foods, And this is a very big part of it, how they've actually created pranking food. And yes, they've been working on this for years. In fact, it started in the early 1990s. And we're not even allowed to be told that it's in the food. The packaging does not have to say this product contains frankenfood. So, yes, all of these things are involved. But it's a wonderful thing, and what you've done, I'm downloading that 4B document right now, when you actually find their own words stating what their agenda is. And, of course, they talk about the terrorists. They are the terrorists. They are destroying our country in every way you can imagine. And if people think that by being silent they're going to be safe, no, you're actually part of the problem. You are thereby consenting to this genocide. And, of course, if you don't do research and find out what you need to do to protect yourself, you're already dead.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I want to say right now that there isn't anything that I'm talking about today that is not in government document form of some type, or scientific form in some type. This is not anything that anyone is making up. This is a monolithic, evil attack upon the United States and all peoples of the globe by a few. And people must be informed. That's how we win. If we win, as Samuel Adams said, he said, no people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any easily be subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. Now, this is what we must do now. We must impart information. Everyone immediately take a look in your food cupboards right now and get rid of all the garbage in order to stay healthy and to be on this battlefield that you are in right now in the United States. You must be as healthy as possible, because there are many, many evils that are being perpetrated on us that we cannot avoid, such as the overhead aerial spraying program. But
right. Let me just comment on that, because if you don't have your health, you have nothing. And
that's
right. And if they can keep you sick, or especially if they can make your children sick, and you are so overwhelmed by just taking care of an autistic child or whatever the case may be, you don't even have time to check these things out. But, well, you must check these things out. But if we could, I just want to get back to that Department of Energy situation. Because from what it sounds like to me, as your research progressed, one entity sent you to the next entity, and in the end, I can't remember if you said it was the Public Utilities Commission that said, well, this is a DOE mandate. Did you ever have a chance to ask them exactly why are they mandating this be done? Our country's broke, first of all, okay? So why would you want to uninstall every analog meter for electricity in the country? That is insane. We know what their objective is, but go ahead.
Well, of course it's insane, and it's insanity that's prevailing the go-forward methodology that we're all experiencing right now. What people need to understand is that the deployment, as they call it in their words, the deployment of these smart meters that we, the ratepayers, will be paying for, is for energy dominance by the elite. It has absolutely nothing to do for benefiting us. This is ultimately not only going to control electricity, gas, and water, but also food, and it will feed into the RFID chips that they want to install in us as human beings as well. This is a global dominance grid, and people must understand they were trying to soft pedal it. They were telling us here in Northern California that the benefit of the smart meters would be for hasty ability to restore power outage areas, that if we moved, they could quickly reinstall our utilities at a new location. There were three or four ridiculous benefits for us, that we would be able to go online and check and see what our energy consumption was so that we could then personally reduce our energy usage. These were the things that they said would benefit us through this grid. They did not tell us the radiation would be emitted from this that would be interfering with our frequency, slicing and dicing our DNA. They did not tell us. Also, very, very important, the utilities here, PG&E, Southern California Edison, have signed on as a partner to ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I. ICLEI stands for International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. This is the United Nations. Our utilities are not working now within our states under our state constitutions or the U.S. Constitution. They are now working for NATO and the UN, for the oligarchy, the global elites, the banksters, whatever you want to call them. That's who they're working for now. This is a military action within the United States. When you have local police and law enforcement escorting utilities onto people's properties and forcing a smart meter, that is a military action. Make no mistake about it. This is what is happening, and it's going to be up to all of us. We're in a life or death battle right now, and we must engage. We must learn the truth, because I'll say, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes our duty, and that's a quote by Thomas Jefferson.
Right. Well, we're already there, obviously, but I have to add, I'm sure that the energy companies that asked you to be one of these 10 consumers quickly kicked you out after you started to become aware of these factoids. But have you ever had an opportunity to ask any of your quote-unquote public servants how these electric companies were able to opt out of state law, federal law, local law, and become part of the U.N.? How did that happen?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a good question. And I can tell you that we have spent many, many hours, many meetings going to not only the California Public Utility Commission in San Francisco, but our local county board of supervisors, our local city councils, asking just that. And of course, as you know, we're given 3 minutes at these different councils, and at the California Public Utility Commission, dependent upon how many are there to ask questions that day, we could have 3 minutes, 2 minutes, or 1 minute. And they never respond verbally to our questions. We'll meet with them, our local county board of supervisors, we'll make an appointment with them, and we'll talk with them. And they just shrug. They think that smart meters are a good thing, that this is part of technology that is coming, and they're supportive of it. As a matter of fact, our local utility company, which is PG&E, is doing things for the city. So they're benefiting with different programs that the utility company is running. And I can say to you that as we look at our local city, which has also signed on to ICLEI, we have across the United States, the number is somewhere about 170 towns throughout the United States has officially signed on to ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, which again is an arm of the United Nations. Now, that is involving recognizing that they must reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They're required to pay ICLEI a fee to assess greenhouse gas, and they must reduce greenhouse gas by 20%, and in some instances 15% by 2020. And then an additional 80% by 2050. That's 2050. That is under the false science of global warming.
Right. Well, when they made carbon dioxide a toxin, I mean, you can't even imagine the fraud involved in that. You know, carbon dioxide is what we emit when we breathe out. It's what plants use to do photosynthesis, so that they can make oxygen. Are they stopping the mass destruction of the forest? No. We need those trees to deal with carbon dioxide. But of course, as they're blaming global warming, we have massive tonnage of chemicals being sprayed on us in chemtrails for over a decade now. We know that's what's causing global warming because that's keeping the heat in. And it just amazes me, these public servants. Of course, I know the main thing is they're all whores, and they're getting contributions from these various multinational companies, and that's what keeps them, you know, going along with this global genocide agenda. What most people don't get, though, is they're being killed, too. And why aren't they doing their research? I'm sure some of you have had an opportunity to meet in private with these minions and spend more than 3 minutes. And I know that's how they work it. I've gone to many public meetings like that. You can't even, you know, give your name and the town you live in and even say more than one or two sentences in 3 minutes. That's how they keep people from getting the truth out there. But have you ever had an opportunity to meet with these idiots privately and say, look, you may be getting cash in your pocket for going along with this, but they're killing your children?
Well, absolutely. We've had private meetings with them. And we've given them information to show that they're voting to be an ICLEI member, an ICLEI city, which is what Sonoma County is, Santa Rosa. Many cities here in Northern California have sold off their souls to this. But I can say to you something rather astounding, and everyone listening can check into this in your local city. There was a presidential mandate requiring every city, every town across the United States to sign on to the Climate Action Plan. The Climate Action Plan is the same thing as agreeing to becoming a United Nations member, accepting the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions and spending money to reduce that. And I would recommend that everybody go to freedomadvocates.org. We link to that site on our website, freedomadvocates.org. They talk about UN Agenda 21. But what is extremely important is for everyone to look at the Iron Mountain report that we have posted on our site, stopthecrime.net. Not only can you download the PDF and read the entire report, but you can also watch the movie. And I recommend everybody watch the movie. What we, of course, everyone that's listening recognizes that parks are closing across the nation. We have roads crumbling. Not major thoroughfare infrastructure, but our little offshoot roads in our cities. We have home foreclosures, and we're now into a second huge wave of that coming. We have energy control being required by all of the use of tracking through the smart grid. We have massive land theft going on across the nation. All of this is foretold in these source documents. The Iron Mountain Report will show you that they intend on taking all private property away from us, and they will do so by illegal laws and methods. That's what this is about. The Iron Mountain Report talks about causing pollution, mass pollution to our forests, our water, our sky, everything, our food supply. Read these documents and please spend some time on the website. We have another document that has different links within it. It's called Grill Flame, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. That's G-R-I-L-L Flame, F-L-A-M-E. But it's extremely important to understand that we are now being creating by stealth and subversion a global one world government under the United Nations Agenda 21 treaty that President Bush signed on to and Clinton ratified at the 1992 Rio de Janeiro summit.
Okay, let me ask a couple questions. You got to take a breath occasionally and let me comment because you're mentioning so many important things and I want to just clarify some of these things. Now, I had been sent that Iron Mountain video many years ago. I can't remember all the details. But if you could remind the listeners, was that leaked? Was there, like, somebody present at that meeting that had a conscience that actually taped it and then leaked it to the people? How did that come out?
Well, the Iron Mountain report was released by a whistleblower that was involved in the report in 1966. And at that time, President Lyndon Johnson was president, and he said, because of the content of this report, it's never to be released to the people.
Okay.
Well, when it was, they said, the establishment said it was a hoax. And
right.
Back in 1966 and 1967, this report was so outrageous, people bought it as a hoax. That's why it
right.
never was taken seriously.
Right.
But when
wait, let me comment on that because it's very important. It's what they always do. The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion describes everything that's happening right now. Same explanation, it's a hoax. The Seven Weapons for Quiet Wars, same thing, it's a hoax. Because these monsters like to document what they're doing. And then if it does see the light of day, that's their answer. But all you have to do is watch it, read it, and say to yourself, is everything in here now happening? If so, how can it be a hoax? This is basically a documentary of their plans, which they're now carrying out. And this is very important.
Well, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the last 20 minutes of the documentary of Iron Mountain talks about where we are right now with martial police now being taken over by the military and individual home search and seizures now occurring. It's going to happen on a broader basis. I cannot recommend any single document that everyone listening should go to immediately. Well, actually, all three. The Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, the New World Order Exposed by an Insider, and the Iron Mountain Report. The Iron Mountain Report is the foundation of which they built UN Agenda 21 from. And UN Agenda 21 is the Trojan horse in the United States and globally that will end all freedoms for all nations, for all people, for all time. It is for absolutely full-spectrum dominance and massive depopulation, massive genocide.
Right. And a distraction that they have, that they give much more publicity to, of course, they have the UN Declaration of Human Rights. What a joke. We don't have any human rights. They're stealing everything. They're trying to depopulate the planet by 90%. But I also wanted to bring up, because you were talking about the stealing of the homes, I'm sure you're aware that, I think it was on September 13th, the Federal Reserve banksters bought out, I forget how many mortgages. So now people's homes are actually owned by the Federal Reserve. And that's not a good place to be in, because they can do anything they want. As a matter of fact, people are now being foreclosed on that have actually paid off their mortgage. And what do? You can't go to court. They're all in cahoots together.
Remember, they say when we allow the theft of our land, we are ripe for the taking, we are slaves, and we're ripe for encroachment. They say that in their documents. We must not allow the smart meters on our homes, and we must not allow the illegal theft of our property. When you read these documents, you will see that this is what they're doing. They also say they will write illegal laws for their ends that will serve their taking of us. This is an absolute takedown of us as a civilization, as a way we have known our lives. This is it. We are at war in the United States.
Okay, I totally agree with you, Deborah, and I totally agree we have to stand up and say no. But like you said, when they start bringing the SWAT team to accompany the utility people as they're coming onto your property, as a matter of fact, I have three dogs which I leave out my backyard all the time, which is where my now analog meter is located. But I know that that's exactly what will happen. They will come with their SWAT team, and they will just mow down my loved pets, saying that they were a threat to them. So we're getting a question from one of my loyal listeners, Kim. She's asking a question. She has a smart meter 140 feet from her house, and she knows it's still not safe. What can she do? And I forget what state she lives in. But what can we do? I mean, we have to say no. See, if people would join together, if there would be a massive attendance at some of these public meetings, which are just dog and pony shows, if the people would stand up and say, screw your 3 minutes, okay, we've got one speaker, and you would be a very good one to talk about this issue. We have one speaker. We demand that this speaker be given the right to speak, to inform you idiots what you signed up for, because it's going to destroy your children as well. And, you know, to have this taped and put on YouTube, public access TV, everywhere. But what can Kim do having a meter 140 feet from her house?
Well, again, 140 feet from your house is still radiating you. You are still going to be required by very high costs of utilities if you do not change out all of your appliances to those with RFID chips. That is going to be the next force enforcement upon all of us. Repurchasing all of our appliances, GE has moved to China with our money, on our bailout money, to fabricate standardized global appliances with chips in them. And also, before I forget, and I'll answer Kim's question, since 1995, appliances have been, many manufacturers have been manufacturing appliances with the chips in them already. So, but getting back to Kim's question, I don't know what state Kim is in. If she's in California, she simply needs to call the utility company and tell them that she wants her analog, her safe analog meter reinstalled.
But they're charging people to do that. They're charging people to do this. Go ahead. But that's better than
dying. What I was going to say, in California, the Public Utility Commission has allowed the utility companies to collect $75 extortion fee if you ask to change your meter from a smart meter back to an analog meter. Or if you simply want to keep the analog meter that was never changed to a smart meter in the first place, you still have to pay $75. And then $10 additional each month they claim they need to continue the meter readers coming to your property. Now, if you qualify financially for the CARE, C-A-R-E, like they care for you so much program, you will pay $10 extortion fee to have your meter removed or retain your safe meter, and then $5 additional per month extortion fee. Now, we're telling everybody that's in California, if you call and you have your meter reinstalled or you retain your safe analog meter, to go ahead and do that. Call your utility company and get that done. The extortion fees are far less than what it's going to cost you ultimately when the utility company is able to know what time you are using your appliances and what you are using. There will be signatures off of each appliance that they will be able to turn off remotely. Plus, they won't be able to require you have appliances with RFID chips because they won't know what you're using. So retain at all costs your original analog meter.
Let me just comment because I'm getting a message, and I should have remembered this because Kim is also one of my clients, but I'm getting very activated as I'm talking to you. I get so pissed off when I, you know, do shows like this. She's in the Blue Ridge Mountain of North Carolina. But I just want to say that you had already mentioned that their agenda depends on them getting everybody switched over to smart meters. So what I'm thinking, and I think this is what's been done on my property, and I have to find a way to check it out. I have an analog meter. It's actually right below my bedroom where I sleep every night. And I thought this was a good thing. This is a safe thing. But I also had a Duke Energy truck outside my property about a year ago climbing a pole very high. I don't even know how I could get up there. I would need one of those lifters to go up there and see what they do. But I think what they might be also doing is actually putting smart meters, like Kim is experiencing, a number of feet from the home, so that you can believe you have an analog meter and you're safe, but in reality, there's still a smart meter controlling the analog meter.
Let me address that. First, Kim, I know that she's living in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and there is no opt-out. Everyone has to create their own opt-out by refusing or changing the meters back to safe analog meters. Now, get a pencil and piece of paper out. We have this on our website as well, smartmetersmurder.com. You can watch the short YouTube video clips we have posted there about how meters violate our constitutional rights and violates all the wiretapping laws. Jerry Day has a website called Freedom Taker. F-R-E-E-D-O-M, Freedom Taker, TAKER.com. You can order a safe analog meter through him with instructions of what you do with your utility company. You send them a declaration, notification, etc. But everyone that's listening, if you are not in California, call your utility company first and tell them you want the smart meter off your property immediately. And if they refuse, then you take the next step, and that's to take the meter off yourself. Return, take photographs of the usage on your smart meter, and then take a photograph of the meter that you purchased from Freedom Taker or from a local electrical supply shop. You can still get safe analog meters. And take a photograph of these. And that way you can prove that you are not stealing electricity. That is how we were not charged with a misdemeanor or with tampering with the meters, because we were not stealing anything. And they would have to prove to us that they were safe. They didn't want to go there. But everyone...
Wait. I've also heard of people that do that, where the company comes back and says the meter is their property and that they actually steal the analog meter, which the homeowner has installed, and take that down. I can't remember where I heard this. I get so many emails. But that somebody did that. They took the analog meter down and they left it without electricity. And now they use candles and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that is true. That happened to some people. In fact, we are those people, too. We took off the utility company, Southern California Edison, took off a couple dozen meters off of properties we own, put on the biohazards, the smart meters. We notified them that we were going to take them off if they didn't, and so we did. That's what we took photographs of. We reinstalled safe meters, built screens around them. They sent police cars to escort the utility companies back on two separate properties on the same day, same time, different towns, and violated our private property rights. Yes, this is a military operation. Geographically, we were not close enough to defend our properties. We were 8 hours away. If we lived on those properties, that would have been an entirely different situation. I can say that I know people that are fending off their properties, keeping their safe meter on. That's what it's going to take, folks. These
how?
Are radiation biohazards. These are enslavement.
How are they defending themselves? Is this the point where, how are they defending themselves? Is this the point where you have your, 22-gauge shotgun and you stick it out the door and say, you're trespassing on my property, get the heck out of here? I mean,
absolutely.
Is that where...
No, okay. No. We're not advocating that people do anything violent. What we are advocating is that people understand the intention of this grid, the surveillance, the enslavement, and the depopulation.
Well, wait a minute. I don't advocate violence either, but, as you said, this is a war on the people. So we're not allowed to defend ourselves. What are we supposed to do?
Well, here's what we do, and here's what we've been doing. We've been going to the employees of the utility companies and talking to them, letting them know what this is. They're being lied to, too. Many employees at the utility companies here are opting out of the smart meters.
Wow.
It's about getting information. These people, we might consider them minions, but they are being deceived as we are. They're losing their jobs. The meter readers do not want to lose their jobs. The utility companies are lying to them by telling them, we'll absorb you into our company in a different job capacity. But they're not. These meter readers are losing their jobs. In fact, when they come to houses where they're reading meters still, they're thankful that we've been protesting because they still have their job. So it's about information. It's about putting banners, magnetic signs on your cars, using your cars as billboards with websites, letting people know, reviewsmartmeter.com or toxicsky.org. It's all about information. It's
right.
all about educating everyone you come in contact with. As a matter of fact, when we get campaign calls or robocalls on our phone, and they I'll say, well, where are you calling from? And they'll say, somewhere back east, and I'll say, I'm so glad you called me, because we're looking at the Iron Mountain Report. Are you aware of it? And after about 20 minutes of giving them information, they're going to go on those websites, they're going to read those reports. It's about getting this information out everywhere you go at every minute. That's the battle we're in. It's a war for information.
Right.
I
just want to make an analogy because I so agree with you. You see, these people that work for the psychopaths, they're only given information on a need-to-know basis, and most of it is absolute lies. And I'll make an analogy to the medical situation. The doctors who are killing people and causing disease with vaccines and drugs. And they go along with the program to keep their medical license. And, of course, now as we get into the Obamacare situation, the joke is going to be on them because doctors are going to be replaced by physician's assistants and nurse practitioners. And eventually you won't even need a human. You'll just have a computer, and you'll go to the computer, you'll type in your symptoms, and they'll spit out a prescription. So So the people that have sold their soul for cash, believing that they will be okay as long as they go along with the flow, they have to be educated as to all the different areas in which their life is being destroyed as well. And that's why I always say, in the title of this show, What's Ailing the World, I'll never run out of answers to this question. I have covered everything under the sun because that is the big picture. But I totally agree with you that educating these minions who some unknowingly, but I think many knowingly, are doing the wrong thing because they think, oh, this is how I'm going to keep my job. They have to be aware that the goal is to make you not necessary. You are expendable. You will be amongst the homeless. And then what will you do?
Well, they're imploding the jobs in the United States. In fact, they're imploding the United States. I want to quickly move through some things that people can look at on our website. First, people need to understand that the cell phone towers and antennas are all weaponized microwave radiation, and they're targeting us in our communities. You have to look at these cell phone towers that are now being manufactured and disguised as trees. In church steeples, they're on buildings all across the country. They're along our major freeways and highways now. They're disguised as palm trees. They even have them resembling yucca trees that look like desert succulents. They're all in disguise now. And please go to stopthecrime.net. Look at the link on cell phones and cell phone towers and antennas. Look at the YouTube videos. We've actually have those YouTube videos transcribed for those that are no longer able to sit at their computers very long because now people are starting to get sick sitting behind their computers. But I can say to you that Dr. Barry Trower, or I should say scientist, Barry Trower, B-A-R-R-I-E, Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R, his information is up on our site, smartmetersmurder.com as well. The frequencies, again, are hitting us in every way. This is a silent weapon, quiet wars through frequencies. Also, write this down, everybody. Go to www.antennasearch.com. That's A-N-T-E-N-N-A, search, S-E-A-R-C-H.com. You will then type in your address and those of your loved ones as well. You will get two printouts. One will show you where all of the cell phone towers are located within a two-mile radius of your home, business, or school for your children. And you will also have another printout of where all the antennas are located. And you will get an attachment that will show you who the carriers are to all of those antennas. I would request that everybody print those off on paper form. Put those away somewhere. These are the weapons being used against you right now in your communities. Print them off. Know where they are.
Okay, I also want to mention, let me just interject, there's an excellent documentary called Full Signal, and this covers many different countries, and the main thing that they're focusing on is the tremendous increase in cancer in the areas where these towers were. But one of the things that blew my mind, which doesn't happen very often, was they talk about in that documentary how many churches are selling off their own people and getting cash for putting antennas above the churches, just as you said, in the steeple. So the people that are coming there are being radiated. And this is what their pastors are doing for them while at the same time having vaccine clinics in the church. It's unbelievable.
Well, what is true is that they don't realize that the frequencies are deadly forms of microwave frequencies. They are not told this, of course. As a matter of fact, the telecom industry is paying churches and private property owners to install these cell phone towers and antennas on their properties. They are paying people. So if you're earning $1,200 a month and up to have a cell phone tower on your property in the economy that we find ourselves in now, people are taking it. And the telecommunication industry is the most powerful industry on the planet. And their mobile phone industry is the biggest donor to the Cancer Institute in the UK. And they have re-diagnosed brain tumors as endocrine cancers so that they won't show up on the cancer statistics. I can say to you that this is a killing machine. Everything, including fish, plants, trees, and animals, and even slime mold, are going to become impacted with the microwave technologies. They're causing birth defects and all kinds of defects on human life and animal and plant life globally. They know this. This is an attack. Again, this is a silent weapons, quiet war attack. Very important to understand that we are being taken down internally. We've covered many things about these documents. Again, the smart meters do not have UL approval. That's the underwriter's laboratory. They are not tested for fire safety. There are many homes that are impacted and are burning up. Very important, too, between 500 and 700 homes, the utility companies are attaching a special smart meter. It's a larger smart meter because it protrudes off the wall further. And what this is a mini cell phone tower, and they're not telling the customer that. It is the ability to then collect hundreds of homes' worth of data. That home in particular is being bathed with increased amounts of radiation. In fact, we found several of them here in Northern California, one on a home, and that person became very ill. They were able to get that removed. Then they're also attaching them in apartment buildings because they figure that they're not going to be noticed. So when you have a gang of dozens of meters and you see one that is larger and connected to a phone line, that is a mini cell phone. That area up to 1,000 feet plus is being bathed with additional deadly amounts of microwave and radiation.
Okay, and this is very important. This is how they're doing the grid. They have to have a few of these gigantic ones mixed in with the regular ones. But I just want to ask you, because it's self-evident that all agencies that we pay our taxes for to protect us are actually doing the opposite. What agency would be in charge of making sure that these smart meters have the UL stamp of approval that, of course, are not doing their job? What agency would cover that?
Well, the underwriter's lab would be the agency that would have to require that. Again, we're in a lawless time. Laws are the last thing in the world that are being adhered to. So there's no protection for us, so this would not be happening to us, and the deployment would halt. This is a takedown of us. An additional situation that you spoke about was what they're putting on the power poles out, you know, in our neighborhoods. Those additional collection devices, they're also putting them on power poles. Now, here in Northern California, they look like devil horns. They're kind of a U-shaped collection device that we're finding on some power poles, and the length of the horns, so to speak, because they do look like that, are probably about, 12 inches. So they are additional collection devices. Again, this is a grid mesh network, and they need to gather and send this information to collection points to retrieve all this data. Ultimately, this data will be sent to many of the large spy buildings. They're building a 1,000,000-square-foot data collection center right now in Bluffdale, Utah. And Petraeus, the CIA, said this is to spy on all Americans to gather our data. They will know exactly what we're doing in our homes and when we're doing it. We may as well live in glass homes. But there's something else very, very important I must tell everybody, and it's about dirty electricity. The power lines are having additional frequencies fed onto them now. And dirty electricity does not need direct wire connections. It connects through the air, traveling into our bodies from the wiring in our homes, within our walls of our homes. It can jump out of the walls into and onto wire in our homes, such as box spring mattresses. So we are finding now that people are realizing they're getting radiated at night from their box spring mattresses that act as antenna. Women under wire bras, men's collars that have those plastic or metal stays in them, make sure you don't have those metal stays. Those are conducting the dirty electricity and the additional frequencies as well and radiating around your glands of your neck. So,
let me add, not only that, but whenever I get a YouTube, I always end up for a couple hours being, you know, moved on to other YouTube. There's a number of YouTube which actually show people, and I don't know who figured this out first, but these cereals, which are pretty much made out of GMO food to begin with, many of them have metals within them. And you can actually watch YouTube videos of people taking magnets and having, you know, a few Cheerios or whatever in a dish with some water. And you can actually move the food around the plate with a magnet. So that came to mind to me because they're having us ingest this crap as well. So the overall effect of all of it, and actually I had done a show a couple of weeks ago about tattoos. There is nobody that regulates tattooing. Tattooing is full of toxic metals. And so anybody that's got tattoos, that's going to basically be an antenna within their own skin to cause this dirty electricity to have an effect on them as well. But I want to bring up something else that I mentioned before. There's so many questions we're going here. I can't remember if you gave an answer to this, and this is very important. The people who are able to prevent the smart meter from being put on their property, if because you had said, and obviously this makes common sense, they have to have all the slave work units in their grid. So if somebody is able or knowledgeable enough to stop the smart meter on their property, is there something they can do off the property? Like where I live, at the top of this electric pole outside my house, where the Duke Energy people were doing serious things and they wouldn't tell me what they were doing, that they can actually effectively neutralize your analog meter and create it into a smart meter, and the analog meter is just kind of a show.
No, the analog meter does not have any antenna capability. At least our original analog meters did not. Unfortunately, in many instances, the new analog replacement meters that they're putting on after they've taken off the original ones has an ability to be compatible with the smart grid, and that was something I was going to bring up. If anyone does pay the fees to have an analog meter reinstalled and you're not purchasing it through freedomtaker.com, which is a safe analog meter that does not have the compatibility with the grid, you want to make sure that your utility company is going to stipulate that that meter they're replacing is not capable of having grid smart meter compatibility. They cannot make an analog meter into a smart meter that is an original analog meter. And how you tell whether you have a smart meter or an analog meter is the analog meter has, like a clock, digital, it's not digital, it's like a clock. The smart meters are all digital. The right. arms on it are gone. So that is how you tell. If you're not sure, call your utility company and ask them if they've deployed smart meters in your area, and you can then find out if you have a smart meter and then tell them you want it off immediately. They may tell you no, you don't have a choice, and then document it, get the person's name, then that's when you send in a letter telling them that you want it off, and then I would contact freedomtaker.com and start the process to reinstall a safe meter that won't radiate you and spy on you and enslave you in your home. We won't need to be sent to FEMA camps because we will be enslaved in our homes. As a matter of fact, with all of the frequencies from the cell phone towers and antennas, they are creating a senseless dog enclosure around all of us with frequencies. And people now that are...
Let me just say, obviously, you would have to find an electrician that you would trust to install this analog meter, and I would definitely go to Freedom Shaker and get their meter. Why would you trust the electric company to promise you that the meter they're going to install has no capability? Because it common sense tells me, even if you had an analog meter on the back of your house and you can see the little clock spinning around, that could be a dog and pony show. They could still have a smart meter. Like I said, I really, my intuition tells me that there's a smart meter attached to the top of the pole outside my the property where I rent my house, and that analog meter could just be a dog and pony show, because when I call my Duke Energy company to tell them, and I have the stickers I purchased from one of those websites, do not install smart meter, blah, 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 and I talked to them and I said, I do not want a smart meter. They actually told me, well, that meter is our property. That is our property. Well, your property is installed on my property, and it gets very strange. I mean, basically...
Well, of course it's strange. It's a takedown of our freedoms within our homes, and they do not have the right, nor do they have the easement right, to spy upon you with their meters in your home. That's where the easement definition changes. And while no one has made a legal case about that at this point, the deployment is on. This is a takedown by the oligarchy. They are saying to us, if we allow this, they'll do it. So it's a matter of us saying no, understanding what the intention is, because we're not finding out the truth. Notice, No one that's running for office on any level is talking about the smart meters. You would not even know that it exists as a deployment to take over all of our energy throughout the entire nation by any elected officials at all. It is quiet. This is all media controlled. This is controlled on all levels. The silence is deafening. And I can say that what is happening is a takedown, a global dominance of energy. And it's up to us to understand what is happening and defend each of our own homes. This is at our threshold now. And print off flyers off our website. Put some signs out in front of your homes. ReviewSmartMeters.com. Keep flyers in your car to distribute to people. Get the word out. This is an information campaign. And the more neighbors that you inform around your homes, the further away you can hopefully keep these meters from your property. That is what this is. We have signs that we put in front of properties that are the size of real estate signs, and we put them on stakes. We put hundreds of these signs out in Northern California. We have banners that we hang off the sides of our cars with boxes of flyers by our wheels, so that as people travel through the wine country, they're reading this stuff. They're wondering why refuse smart meters. That's how one of the many ways in which you get information out. We cannot get information out by being silent and being angry sitting in our chairs in our homes. We have to get signage out.
I agree with you. This is our problem. There are so many leaves on the tree of evil. We're not just talking branches here, okay? So obviously the main problem we have is that our Zionist-occupied government has sold us out. This country is already taken over. As you said, Bush 1 and Clinton basically signed over our country to the UN. And this is the big conundrum, because there's so many areas, there's fires everywhere. We've got to put out all the fires. But the basic problem is that the traitors in the District of Criminals have sold out the American people. They're committing treason. Smart meters is very important. Vaccines are very important. Chemtrails are very important. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the food, GMO food. The list is endless. And there's no place to go for justice because their courts are controlled by the same psychopaths. So this is the conundrum that we find ourselves in, and that's why I do shows covering all these topics, because I'm trying to get people pissed off. There's a very important segment from the movie Network, the Beale speech. You can find it on YouTube. It's like 36 years old, and it covers everything that's going on now, where this newscaster went on air and said, turn off your television, you should go to your window and scream it, you're not going to take it anymore. And that's what I'm trying to get people to say. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to take it.
Well, they're going to have to get they're going to have to go through understanding how bad it is. It is bad. America has been taken over. We are in the last moment of our survival. And people must first go through absolute depths of fear and then get to the point where they realize they are on a battlefield. And unless you do what you can do to survive for yourselves, if not for yourselves, for your family, for humanity's sake, this is what we're required to do. We can't just sit here while a war is going on and watch sports anymore. We must turn off our television sets. We must get out there and become an information war now. We must inform as many people. People will go through shock. Their eyes will glaze over. They will feel betrayal. And then hopefully they'll get mad and do something, because we're all going to be taken down through frequencies, vaccines, all the toxins you mentioned. Our health right now is the most important thing. If we're going to continue to fight this battle, we must stay healthy. And while we still are able to talk and fight, we must. That is our requirement right now.
Well, I totally agree with you. And that's why I tell people, lose your fear, because you're already dead. Okay?
Don't be
afraid. You're already dead. And your silence is consent.
And I've experienced amazing things. My own family doesn't listen to me. The White Coats are killing off my family one at a time. You know, they think, who do I think I am that I know more about the medical than the medical mafia about, you know, big pharma treatments and vaccines and stuff. So they're being killed off one at a time. They watch each other be killed off one at a time. They continue to not listen to me. And I've had to get the attitude is I don't care. Because they're basically the useless eaters, the silencers, consenters, and eventually, all the people who are not willing to face reality, they're going to die.
We can't spend time trying to argue with people that are refusing to listen.
Right.
They are hearing it, and then we move on. Because
right.
there are many that will hear it. And I can tell you the effect of the signage on our vehicles is astounding. If there would be one single thing that everybody could do, it would be to get a magnetic sign of some type. Be sure there's a website on there so people can go and get information. But put something on it. We do that. We have 20-plus cars in Northern California. They have real estate size magnetic verbiage on them, large, not a lot. So that, you know, we want people to be able to read them as they're on the freeways or on roads. We've got the websites really big. For example, toxicsky.org. People can remember that if they can't write it down right away. It's a simple website. And from that, they can link to other websites and get information. This is how you spread it. And people are asking, when we pull into stores, give me information. On our website, we have many things that you need to look at. We have a countdown to the decline in health in the United States. This is all information on our site you can print down and distribute as flyers. Everybody, if you have amalgam fillings in your teeth, go to a dentist that can remove them. There's our special dentists that build dams in your mouth to remove toxic mercury amalgam fillings. Get those removed immediately because the frequencies are charging those fillings like batteries and causing the mercury to leach into your brain and bones and kill you, give you early onset Alzheimer's.
Let me comment on that because many dentists that do that really don't know what they're doing, and it's almost impossible to prevent a massive release of mercury into the mouth when you take out those fillings. So what I teach my clients is you better detox the heavy metals first, then get the fillings removed, and then detox again. But I'm very glad you brought that up because that is very important. All these things, the RFID chips, the tattoos, everything they're doing, the mercury filling, this is also allowing the frequencies to affect us even more. And this is very important. But I just want to say, in terms of the advertisements on the car, my license plate is no, the number two, and then that. And then I have bumper stickers talking about inoculations of the two weapons of mass destruction. I have the George Orwell quote, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And it's really hilarious because I'll be out and about my community doing my jobs and my errands, and I'll be sitting at a stoplight and I'll look in my rear view mirror and I'll see people write stuff down and I say,
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we protested here just a couple of months ago at Bohemian Grove, and we have posters made that were huge. We had people taking photographs with their iPhones. I can only say that this is how we get information out. When we go to our city council meetings, the main reason now that we go is to bring these huge posters so that people can read them as they're mulling around the council chambers. Also, when we go up to speak for our 3 minutes, we take posters up so that the cameras that are photographing the event see the poster and website. So we're doing this as in every opportunity possible. Another thing on our website, everybody go and read the IEEE documents and information that we found. IEEE stands for the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, And what we found in these documents is the U.S. Department of Energy, the World Bank, which is Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Yahoo, IBM. The list is huge on who is perpetrating these crimes of this frequency attack on us through the smart grid. It lists all these names and everyone, the FCC, they're all complicit in these crimes. I can say to you again, I'm looking at the clock and realizing we don't have much time. We also found a mission statement out of Carnegie Mellon in Pennsylvania, and they talk about a hidden secret. They're anxious to expose the secret to the world. They say that tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure with transportation, transit systems, buildings, pipes. What they're saying here, in short, is that we will have a cyber infrastructure that will have computers and networks and sensors on everything, including pipes and steel. All this new construction on highways that we're seeing across the nation are having sensors installed in them. Just like a recent trip in Portugal that a friend made, there were sensors in all of the major roadways. There are tolls now, fees being assessed on being able to travel on the major roads now. They're not keeping up our roads that are not on our major infrastructure. Go to stopthecrime.net. Pay special attention to the Wildlands Project map of the United States that we have posted there. You will see that human access is now being denied. You will see states where there is no human access allowed. You will be surprised. This is called the Wildlands Project map. It is a treaty that has been signed and approved. It's called the Biodiversity Treaty. This is all part of Agenda 21. Take a look at this map. It is shocking. You will see the takedown of private property as illustrated by the denotation on this map of where we will be allowed to live, the few of us that are still alive. You will see that most U.S. highways and infrastructure will not be maintained. And again, the smart grid infrastructure is intended to only last 20 years until 2030, according to industry documents. Important to understand this Wildlands Project and what this entails. This, again, is happening now. The primary characteristics of this is that all life, human and non-human, have equal value. They say that human population must be reduced. Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. And they believe that there's moral and ethical guidelines for the Wildlands Project are based on the philosophy of deep ecology. The primary characteristics is that core areas in the United States that are large areas are to allow little if no human access. This is a signed treaty. Understand why they are targeting ranches and farms. They're targeting these areas to get us off our private land. The next thing I know that we need to spend a little more time than we actually have is on stopthecrime.net. We have a NASA document. It is absolutely shocking. It talks about what they're going to do to the continental United States with robots. They talk about how robots are essentially going to replace humans because humans, they say, are increasingly have limitations and downsides, that humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, and we're slow physically and mentally, and that humans have rapidly decreasing negative value. So we are fighting for our lives. They want to create transhumanism through robots with us. This is in a NASA document.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there because we have to continue this conversation. I'm going to call you after the show to immediately reschedule you because this is so important and you are a wealth of information. But before, because we're running out of time so fast, we have new listeners all the time and even old listeners
you know, I've been researching these things for 15 years, and obviously you've been involved for a long time as well. But I want to bring it back to Bohemian Grove, that you had mentioned Bohemian Grove. People need to know about this completely evil, you know, place that the psychopaths go to party. But before we do that, I just want to say, the idea that psychopaths that have no conscience would be the ones to decide who will live and who will die and what property will be, you know, allowed to be maintained by what person is insane. It's total insanity. And that is why it's so important for us to stand up and say no, as you said, and I'm so glad that you said that. But I'm shocked that you actually protested outside Bohemian Grove and are still alive to talk to me today. Could you tell the listeners a little bit more about Bohemian Grove? And I'm glad to hear they're spraying them too, because as I said, evil is evil even to its own. So I'm glad they're wiping out some of their fellow psychopaths. But if you could talk about that a little bit and their protest and how that went.
Well, yes. Our group, with this knowledge of the global takedown and the global genocide, has protested for a couple of years now in front of the main gates, the entrance of Bohemian Grove. What we do is we post all of our signs, large, enormous signs, and we hang these banners off the sides of our vehicles. It's giving information to those bohos, as they're called locally, information that they may not have and likely are not told about. They're minions as well. These retreats are put together. They're given sex parties, lots of drugs. Women are not allowed in Bohemian Grove per se. It's an encampment of men for 2 weeks every year in July. And they meet off the Russian River in Northern California in a little town of Monterio, which is about 1 hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And they meet there. There are different encampments. It's a 2,500-acre piece of property, heavily forested. There's different areas where different groups meet. There's an area where the Bush family has cabins, different areas for different dignitaries. Every president that was ever elected has been and has gone to Bohemian Grove. And I can say that...
Wait a minute. Even John F. Kennedy? I thought he was the last good guy. He even went there?
Well, I want to refer people to the website about Bohemian Grove for all of the details and names of all the presidents that have gone there. It was initially a retreat for Republicans. However, many Democrat presidents have gone there as well. But what I want to let you know, in this last protest that we attended, the Bohemians put on a show for the local people that live in the town of Monterio. And we went there. It's a variety show, and they bring in some of the singers and different musicians that they have entertaining them in Bohemian Grove. And we infiltrated the area where the Bohemian members were sitting in special cushioned seats under the trees near the stage where these performances were being put on for the townspeople. And we were asking them, what is the state of affairs within the United States with all the parks closing and the roads crumbling, and how are they going to go forward with recognizing the taking of all private property based on the Iron Mountain Report? Well, these people did not even know what was being discussed. They were given information on the Iron Mountain Report, and in fact, we were told by them, at least some of them, not all of them, many of them, of course, know what's going on, but again, many do not. This is compartmentalizing different levels of corporate leaders within our country. They don't know much of this, truthfully. Many do, of course. But they were also told by the Bohemian Grove not to come out and talk to the protesters. So that only meant to us that they didn't want them getting information, because they could see the signs and information was truth that they didn't want to get out to their members. So, again, they were given information and asked questions about how they were going, what decisions were being made within the Bohemian Grove. But I can only say to you that it is an evil place. It has the cremation of care that is signifying the sacrificing of children at the Owl of Moloch there in Bohemian Grove. It is a horribly satanic, ritualistic place and an encampment. And they wear robes in front of these ritualistic encampment activities that they have. They have a huge outdoor organ that they play, very sinister music, according to some of the waiters that come in and out of the grove that wait tables for these people. At about 5 o'clock every day, this huge pipe organ plays, and this is the call to meals. But I can say to you at this point, no closed doors will give us privacy any longer, and we cannot hide from the radiation. And Albert Einstein said it best. He said, the world is a dangerous place, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. This is our call to action. Now, whether you believe what you're hearing or not, go to stopthecrime.net and the other websites that link to that. Look at the source documents for yourself and figure out how you are going to participate. Because our country has been infiltrated. We have been taken.
Right. And I would add to that, and I can assure you that you're preaching to the choir, because the people that listen to the shows that I do are already awakened, and that's why they listen, because otherwise they'd be hiding under the bed and saying, put the game on, give me a beer. I can't deal with this stuff. But yes, in fact, we're already dead. And see, the great thing about that, and that happened to me many years ago, they took my only child, they tried to kill me, I mean, had a lot of things happen to me, but instead of folding, committing suicide or going postal or whatever, I promised myself that I will fight these monsters until my last breath. And the power of that is unbelievable, because when you lose your fear, there is enough things that can stop you. And I am finding so many people like yourself, Kevin and Nett. There are many people that are concentrating on whatever their focus is. I bring all these people together on my shows so that people will be uplifted and realize we've got some people out there taking care of business. Okay, we have to support these people, and we have to join with these people, and we have to learn what's actually going on. Because the good news is, Deborah, that everything bad that's happening to our world is being done on purpose. We already have free energy. We have ways to clean up the ocean, clean up the air. We have ways to reverse all diseases. It's all being suppressed by these monsters. And once these monsters are depopulated, then everything can be the way it's supposed to be. And now is the time, because they're upping their agenda.
That's exactly right. It's on steroids right now because of the technologies. That is why it is traveling and happening so much quicker than it ever has ever before. This is a scientific tyranny. This is by design. They're getting ready to collapse our paper currency and launch us into energy credits and allowance. This is going to happen soon. This is the goal under technocracy, through the grid. The grid is hastily being deployed upon all of us right now because it's going to further their overall takedown of us.
But the good news is, the other reason it's on steroids now is because people are waking up. I have been doing this for 15 years, and I can tell you that the immense waking up that I'm seeing is just so wonderful. This is what keeps me breathing. How many people are waking up? Because as it gets darker and darker, if you've got any working brain cells and can critically think, you have to smell a rat, okay? So the good news is, there's more of us than there is of them, and critical mass, once reached, will force these psychopaths, I don't know what rocks they're going to hide under, Maybe that's why they've got the NASA program, so they can go to another planet and carry out their evil agenda. But there's no question in my mind that truth will win out in the end. That's why people will not come on my show to debate me about vaccines or any other thing, because we have the proof. You have the proof, I have the proof, it's all documented in their own words.
They love to
brag to themselves about what they're doing. But the joke is on them. Because in the end, truth will win out, and when the people lose their fear and stand up as a powerful mass of humanity, you know, the 100th monkey phenomena, there's many names for this, but once we reach critical mass, it doesn't matter what they do. Go ahead, shut down the internet, do whatever you want. It's going to wake up more people.
Okay, I have a couple of ending things that are paramount that I get out.
Go ahead.
First, we've got to understand why our original metal screens were replaced on our windows by fiberglass. Metal screens reduce the low frequencies from penetrating through our windows into our homes. For those of you that have burning spines from the neck down to the base of your spine, our spines are antennas for frequencies. Understand that they are transmitting these from cell phone towers and antennas into our homes now. This is a war. Go to StopTheCrime.net, look at the documents on Barry Trower and the smart meters and the cell phone towers. If you are feeling sick, if you're waking up between 1 and 5 in the morning agitated and irritated, you're probably being awashed with frequencies. They are heightening up the frequencies at those hours of night to impact our ability to get to REM sleep, to further suppress our immune system so that we can't fight all the criminal toxins that they're doling out at us. So there are ways in which we can reduce the frequencies in our homes. We have particularly, our area has been targeted. We're in Northern California, and many homes are now hot spots because of the frequencies and the testing that's coming out of our electric sockets. They should read about 25, and in many instances, they're 1,950. Those people are getting very sick. This is dirty electricity being thrown back into our homes. In 1970, in Medford, Oregon, within a 24-hour or 48-hour period of time, there were several dozen suicides. When they closely examined that, they found that the Russians were bathing Medford, Oregon with frequencies through their wiring in their homes, and it causes, again, interference with frequencies in our brains, and it caused this massive amount of suicide. So I can say these are ways in which we shield ourselves from this warfare. This is a war. This is a quiet weapon, silent war. It's bloodless and woundless.
Right, except for the dead bodies keep piling up. Okay, we're out of time. I want to mention one other thing. One of the techniques I use to protect myself is something called an Oregon Blaster. You can go to Oregon, O-R-G-O-N, blaster.com. I have many of these Oregon Blasters around my property. They are actually able to deflect chemtrails. I have them all over my house, including four of them under my pillow. And I used to be woken up at 3 a.m. with symptoms of a heart attack, and I don't have any of that anymore. So there are things that we can do to protect ourselves. But we're out of time, Deborah. I want to thank you so much for an excellent show. I'm going to call you once we get off air and schedule the next one, because you were one of the few people that I know of that has a hold on the big picture. We have to focus on these different things and get people to wake up. But we also have to focus on the big picture, that their agenda is so massive that our only hope is to depopulate the psychopaths and expose them and make them part of Mars, whatever they want to do, just get out of our face, because we're not going to take it anymore.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much for having me on, and I'll look forward to coming back.
Okay, thank you. And listeners, please tell others about the show. The archive will be posted on the lightofdayradioshow.com under the Changing Time Archive. It might take a day or two to get there, but you need to tell others to listen to this show and stop being afraid. Grow up, get a spine, and take care of business and protect yourselves and your family. All right, thank you, Kat, for being an excellent board op. Thank you, These Changing Times, for chairing this very controversial show, which speaks truth to power, and I know they don't like it. Okay, we'll be back next week with J.B. Campbell, one of my most loved guests. We'll talk to you.
From These Changing Times.